This is Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams.
Hi, and welcome to episode 187 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from ShuttersIncPodcast.com, and joining me on the line via Skype from Melbourne, Mr. Lee Andrikopoulos. How are you?
Very well, Bruce. How are you, buddy? Here we are again.
Yeah. Mate, would you believe I'm still trying to get over this cold? I've had this thing for like 4 or 5 weeks now. It's just crazy.
This has been following you for a while now, hasn't it?
Mate, it's a shocker, this one.
Yes, well,
cats the same. Cats had it for about 5 weeks as well. Anyway, but other than that, yeah, all good.
We're nearly into spring.
We're nearly into spring.
Summer's just around the corner.
Absolutely.
And at the end of the day, what I keep identifying now is, hey, new customers, all about getting ourselves out there again, and there's all this fresh sun that's going to get all people excited about spring.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what have you been up to in the last couple of weeks? We haven't spoken to for about 3 weeks now. So what have you been up to?
Yes. Well, I've actually been on the road quite a bit lately and visiting a number of studios.
Okay.
Now, what I'm really finding interesting is there's a lot of established studios out there that are calling me in at the moment and saying, we really need to raise our customer service standard. We need to go to the next level. There is a lot of competition out there. There is more and more emerging photographers in the industry. Mm-hmm. And people are clearly identifying the need that customer service is going to be that next variance between one business to the other.
Yeah.
And how that applies to the marketing and how that applies to the way they're dealing with their customers. And really, at the end of the day, we keep going back to the basics. How are you dealing with your customers? It's not about you, it's about your customers.
Yeah, for sure.
And how you can give them what they ultimately will want. Yeah. And how have you been going? How's your business been coming up?
Look, to be honest, matey, I'm... Well, I was thinking about this. I was running around doing some errands this morning and thinking ahead to the fact that you and I were going to be recording today.
Yes.
And that you were going to ask me how my business was going. And the reality is, because I'm working about a 60-hour week as an audio engineer, I'm finding it really difficult to get, you know, to make any time to actually do the things that I need to do for my business. And I recognize that, you know, the hours that I work as an audio engineer are not going to change. And if I if I'm going to make this career jump that I want to make, at some point I've got to force myself into, you know, spending those hours at night when I get home working on the things that I need to work on to get my photography business up and running, because it's just not going to happen magically overnight.
Oh, very true.
And that's a harsh realization to come to, because I know that, you know, by the time I get home at night, like it's, you know, 7:45 by the time I get home, by the time you've, you know, had dinner and then cleaned up the kitchen and put Max to bed, you know, it's 9:00 before you've even scratched yourself. And and then suddenly you're thinking, Christ, do I really want to be working on business now, you know? And and it's tough, you know? And, and you're trying to balance that with some family time and, you know what it's like. I'm not telling you anything you haven't
heard.
Most definitely.
In fact, what I'm hearing, Bruce, is that your time is limited.
Oh, definitely. And the unfortunate thing is that, like, since we moved from Sydney up here to the Central Coast, you know, my work hours have increased. Well, not that my work hours, but my commuting hours have increased.
Yes.
And that's what's now giving me pretty much a 60-hour work week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and because of that, I've really not had an opportunity to meet or to network with anyone on the Central Coast. I feel like I had a bit of a network in Sydney that I'd built up over the, you know, 13 odd years that I lived there.
Yes.
But now I'm in this new environment and I don't have the time to be involved with Max's school. I haven't had the time to get involved with any other community stuff.
Yes.
And as a result, I don't know anyone here, you know? If you dropped me on a street corner here and said, fend for yourself, I'd be like, oh, Christ, there's no one I can call. I don't know anyone up here yet. You know, I just... And that's another thing, you know, that I need to find time to get out and start building a network and a circle of friends in this new location.
That's the answer. And you say it quite clearly. It's quite easy. As much as you can look at it in which way, it is about getting out there and meeting your local community.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, you know, if my client base that I want to build is here, which it is, because I ideally don't want to have to keep traveling back into Sydney every day for work. You know, the whole idea of well, part of the idea of wanting the career change is so that I can get something that's local rather than having to, you know, do a, mm-hmm. you know, essentially close to a 4-hour return commute every single day, you know. So exactly. I want to build a photography business here that mm-hmm. is local, and that's not mm-hmm. going to happen if I don't know mm-hmm. anybody.
mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Look, I'm listening to you, and obviously what you're talking about, we hear very often in the industry, people sure. that are looking to establish themselves and are committed somewhere else, which is income generating, and then they're looking at alternatives. But the limitation is that...
you can't have your pie and eat it too.
Exactly. But what you can do is break down your time effectively.
Right.
That you can do. What you can do is you can look at how many hours you have in a day, in a week, in a month, and decide what time is going to be dedicated to your work,
yep.
what time is going to be dedicated to your family, and what time is going to be dedicated to a new venture.
Right.
That can be done, and as limiting as it may be in terms of the hours that you have, mm-hmm. you know, you may find that 5 effective hours in a week could be a lot better spent than a whole a couple of days worth of playing around on Photoshop, for argument's sake.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's look at how we're spending those limited 5 hours. It's you know, maintaining that time is definitely important. The other thing I'd also say is maintaining a balance in headspace as well. See, when you're planning to think about your business and decide your business at 9 o'clock in the evening when you're absolutely exhausted, may not be the best strategy. You know, so it may well be that once a week, it's 8 o'clock in the morning till lunchtime, time spent where you have got a fresh head and you are in a different headspace, that you might try and find a negotiated time frame that you will make available for yourself. You know, you may say to me, well, I can't do that. Well, I don't know. How much do you want this next venture?
Yeah.
You know, you don't actually have to go full on and, you know, release yourself from your current job, which provides that income. But maybe some way you could negotiate a time frame that will allow you to spend some time. You know, how important is this development of this other business that you're passionate about? There are ways of negotiating through that. And I think that's very important. You know, it's very easy to kind of go, well, look, I'm limited. Yes, you are. But it's something that if you really want it, you'll find a way around it, Bruce.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Oh, totally.
You know, and when you are spending those 5 hours thinking about the business that you're developing, mm-hmm. You know, that time has got to be maximized, effective, making sure that, you know, you're focusing on the next objective, having a series of targets, you know, identifying who your customers are, identifying your unique selling point, identifying all those basic foundations that will put your business in the right state.
Yep.
And how easy we get caught up on not identifying all those basic principles, in a sense.
No, tell me about it.
Yeah. Actually, quite interestingly, we were talking about your business and, mm-hmm. and listening to how your business is coming along.
Mm-hmm.
You were last week or the week before, when was it?
Yeah, that
you
were, Tuesday week ago, yep.
That Tuesday week ago, you were at a Focus on Business group meeting with Lorna Andrikopoulos.
Absolutely. Your and lovely wife, yep.
Yes, that's correct. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe she actually left everyone at the end of that day with a homework list as well.
Yes, she did.
Well, my dear Bruce, I have a little surprise for you.
Oh, okay.
My surprise is that I've got Lorna Andrikopoulos sitting right next to me.
Oh, okay.
Who is eager to find out how you've gone with your homework from last week.
Oh, God, don't ask me that.
So without any further ado, please let me pass you on to Lorna Andrikopoulos. Thank you,
okay,
buddy.
Thank you, mate. I'll catch up with you. Yeah, right. Oh, God. Throwing the sheep
Good
to the
morning,
wolves.
Bruce. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. First of all, can I just say I've come straight from Greek school this morning, so
oh, okay.
I'm also a person with homework to do. So oh. I feel your pain. I'm not sitting up here in my ivory tower just dishing it out. It's it comes to me as well. So how have you gone? You sound as though you were so full of the cold the last time I spoke to you.
I was a mess.
See, you were struggling, and I would say to you need to just take all the stress out, do a bit of the day job, fair enough, but you need to take time and put yourself back on your energy levels,
yeah,
first of all. And everything else can wait at this stage.
Yeah, I am a lot better than I was Tuesday week ago. I was pretty much at the worst, I think, at that point. But yeah, look, to be honest, I really want to make some time to sit down with Kath, you know, because she's my wife, she's my partner, and I want to go through this homework with her. And unfortunately, last weekend, we just did not have any time to spare to do that. This weekend, we should have some time tomorrow because she's working today. Mm-hmm. And so I know I sound like I'm trying to dodge the bullet, but it has actually been in my mind that this weekend Kath and I would sit down for a couple of hours and sort of go through this homework, and we'd start to identify some objectives of, you know, what I want my business to be and how we're going to tackle and set some of these goals, you know, because I am a firm believer that, you know, unless you set a goal, nothing will happen.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. And one of the things that I am aiming to put focus on is the decision-making process, because as soon as you have made one decision, you mm-hmm. make a decision about what your target market's going to be. It doesn't need to be a definitive, this is the only thing I'm going to do, but put a focus, put a highlight on something. As soon as you make a decision about who you want to photograph, you are then in a position to go, well, where am I going to find these people?
Yep.
And by that very next step,
yep. One
it
question
becomes
leads
obvious.
To the next.
It
yep.
absolutely does. And it's that when you're excited about the potential of what you can do, you feel like you're closing off doors by making a decision in one area and going, well, I'm going to do that. If you do that, you feel that you're saying, well, I'm not going to do that or that, but you have to do something. You've got to start somewhere.
Definitely. And, well, I think as I said to you on that Tuesday night, and I know I've mentioned this to Shelton in other episodes of this podcast, you know, I sort of made the decision in my mind probably 18 months ago that I wanted to do this career change, but it was only about 3 or 4 months ago that I sort of suddenly woke up one day and scratched my head and went, hang on, why have I not set a date on this? Because mm-hmm. until such times as I actually set a date and say, this is what I'm aiming for, you know, this is the point at which I want to be able to step out of audio and into photography full time, it's not going to happen, because it's always just going to be this mirage somewhere off in the future.
Yes.
And I'm definitely a firm believer that, you know, you need to set, you know, milestones as well as less time-based goals, but, you know, more about, you know, I need to do this or I need to achieve that. But setting a time on it is definitely critical.
I agree, and I also was listening earlier when you said how many hours a week you were investing in your day job, and I can tell you it's very, very difficult to do two things at once. And I would imagine that as much as you can in terms of planning over the next year, it's really not going to be until you have freed yourself up of the time to dedicate to your business. There's having ideas, you can say, well, I'm going to do this, but you actually need to have 3 or 4 hours the following day to put that idea into fulfillment. And if you're working full time, it's difficult to do that. And there's only so much you can do in theory. You really just need to get the practice, and as well as having the mental energy and the enthusiasm to do it, there's a bit of chicken and egg happening there, Bruce. And I think there's you're really only going to be able to focus on your business when you have freed yourself up of your other commitments. And as much as you can take it in theory to a place where you're really confident about what you're doing, you actually just need to get in there and start doing it. I can't tell you how many times we've had brilliant business ideas. You know, we've had the red wine and the napkins out. We've come up with a fantastic plan, and we're excited, and we calculate what it's going to generate in terms of income.
Yep.
And 6 months later, you know,
nothing's happened.
Well, no, we've done it.
Oh, okay.
We've been there. We've done it. We're quite the opposite of the. You've described yourself as a bit of a procrastinator, somebody who likes to plan and put that in-depth researching. We're a little bit throw it up in the air, see what happens, right. See what comes down.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And both are perfectly valid approaches towards business. I think the time it takes one person to put one plan together, we've had about three that we've sort of slightly half-baked that we've thrown it up in the air to see what happens. Some of them have you know, our Real People, Real Portraits business was one of those brilliant plans we had one night that we're just about to celebrate our fifth birthday on that business, and it's continuing to grow. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
But we've had a whole load of other things that we've done that haven't. And again, I spoke quite a bit last time I spoke to you about change. There is nothing definitive about business. Business is constantly on the move and changing. And whereas we used to put a 3-year plan together for business, we've actually brought that down to about 6 months at the moment because things change so dramatically.
Right.
And they're things that are out of your control. We had a cyclone up in Queensland,
sure,
at the start of this year.
Sorry, can I just jump in? Are you talking about what you're suggesting to photographers, or are you referring to your Instinctive Desires business when you say you've shortened that time frame of what you're planning for the business down to 6 months? Are you referring to Instinctive Desires, or are you talking about what you are telling photographers to do with their businesses?
I would say it applies to everyone. We used to work in a 3-year plan, but what we found is we'd get about 6 months into that plan and things would change. There would be a cyclone, a global financial crisis. There would be something that would, yep, put us on it, or we'd go, oh, I know, let's go and buy a photography studio, and that would put us on a 4-year detour. But it's all... It really doesn't, I could do a 10-year plan and, mm-hmm, really, next week everything can change. So
yeah,
as long,
sure,
as you're open to the concept of change, how you plan is based on your personality. If you need to have that research and that level of planning in place before you do something, then that's the way you should do it. If you're willing to be a little more flexible and just bend more with the wind, mm-hmm, then that's both are equally likely to be successful in my mind.
Have you read a book called Who Moved My Cheese?
I've heard of it, but I have never read it.
Oh, seriously? Go grab it. It's like,
right,
it's like $10 at a bookstore, and it's only about 50 pages long. You can read it in about 2 hours. It is a fantastic book. My current day job employer, the Australian Radio Network, recently gave a copy of this book to every member of staff in the organisation, and it's fantastic because the whole crux of the story is about these mice who live in a maze, and they go to this one particular part of the maze, which is where they found a great heap of cheese. And what happened was, over a period of time, things started to change, and two of the mice noticed, and these other two, who were referred to as little people, they didn't notice that things were changing. And then one day all of them have arrived there, and there was no cheese there. And look, I won't spoil the story because it's worth a read. But the moral of the story is all about how different people deal with change, and that the concept of who moved my cheese is is that things happen in life that are totally outside of our control.
Mm.
And that different people deal with it in different ways. And it's just one of those little short stories that has such a deep message running through it. Highly recommended to anyone who, feels like they need to develop their own capacity to deal with change more. Mm. Anyway, it's a great book. I highly recommend it. But
I've written it down while you've been talking.
Right. So I'm not suggesting that you need it. I'm just saying that as somebody who, like counsels and works with other business owners, you'd probably find a great message in there that you could then pass on to other photographers and business people. It's a great little book.
Fantastic. And also an 11-year-old daughter who's not very keen on change as well.
She would probably get a lot out of it.
Yeah. I've in one of our aspects of Instinctive Desires, we used to resell a studio management software program. And one of the things that I used to really enjoy is going into an organization who'd made the decision they were going to implement this piece of studio management software. And there would always be one member of staff who was grumpy. And resistant and, you know, eyeing me as the evil incomer with this newfangled piece of stone. And I like the old system. What's wrong with the old system?
We've done it this way for 50 years. Why do we have to change it?
And I swear, Bruce, they were always the people who would phone me the next week going, I love this software. Oh, okay. This is brilliant. This can do this and it can do that. So, I always enjoy seeing that transition from one mental state to the next. It's very, very rewarding.
Yeah, so I guess coming back to, you know, what you're saying about me needing to find that time, I guess... You know, there's probably an hour out of my 2-hour commute where I could actually be doing something. Like if I took my laptop with me every day, I suppose there's an hour on the train where I could probably utilize that time a little better. Mm-hmm.
Can I just say, if you happen to be listening to this podcast while you're on your way to your day job, good on ya.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when Kath and Max and I moved from Sydney up to here, one of the things that I was looking forward to was having that time on the train to actually sit down and read. Because when we lived in Sydney, I used to ride my push bike from home to work, which was, you know, 18 kilometres. And so there was no opportunity to read while I was riding a push bike, obviously, you know. And so I was always listening to podcasts and audiobooks while I was riding. So when we were getting ready to make this move up here to the Central Coast, it was like, oh, man, I'm so looking forward to having that time on the train to be able to sit down and actually read, because I haven't been able to read for all these years that I've been riding the push bike to work. In the, you know, however long we've been here now, 4 or 5 months that we've been here, I have been reading and, you know, and still listening to podcasts and audiobooks. But now that I think about it, you know, I could probably take the laptop with me instead of a book and, you know, probably do some of my business plan type stuff, you know, or even, you know, other things that I can do on the laptop in relation to getting this business... this photography business up and running. I could probably be utilizing that hour a little better.
Can I ask you something? Do you have a CD player in your car?
Yep.
I'm holding in my hand, I've just reached out into the cupboard while we were talking, I have got a CD here. It's an audio CD called Introduction to the Emotional Sale. And it basically is a introduction to the whole basis of the way that we relate to our customers and work with them in terms of the sales. So because you're Bruce Williams and you're a very special person in our lives, I'm going to send you this in the post. So you can do that. Anybody else, you've got to go to the website and actually buy it, or bring a friend to the workshop. There's a special offer if you bring a friend to the workshops, you get an audio CD.
So where does that CD come from? What website is it from?
It's not from a website. It's from the product range that Lee and I put together a couple of years ago. There's a DVD of Lee in full flow in a seminar, which if you've never seen Lee in action, he's highly entertaining.
People, you've only heard him on this podcast. If you haven't seen him in real life, it's just another playing field.
he is larger than life, he's let's great. Be honest. And for the record, everybody says, is he always like that? Yeah, pretty much. So there's a DVD, the audio CD is an introduction, and there's also a paperback, which is a collection of the tips that we've been sending out since 2002 when we started our business, and they're all focused on the photography business. They're all on the website. Mm-hmm. But I'll stick that audio CD in the post to you,
and you can have
a little listen to that. And it's just a good way to establish the ethos behind what we believe selling is all about. How to Sell Without Selling Out is the name of the DVD.
Oh, nice. Great title.
We realised that a lot of photographers were, I like my art to sell itself. And that's a great philosophy, but it's not going to get you very far in a retail business. You really need to learn the business of selling.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right, well, I'm going to take you off the hook then and stop giving you a hard time about your homework. I have seen some amazing decisions being made by group participants in the last couple of weeks. I am so looking forward to the next session. In Sydney, it's Tuesday the 13th of September.
Yep.
And Melbourne, it's the first Tuesday of the month. So I'm keen as mustard to do this one. This is the financial management, which everybody says they find the figures easier than the working out the target market. So
I'd put my hand up in that group as well. You know, the financial side of it is not a problem.
Good.
Yeah. Well, excellent. All right. Well, look, hopefully
Tuesday, and I'll hand you back over to Mr. Andrikopoulos to carry on with him.
Awesome. Thanks, Lorna.
Nice talking to you, Bruce.
You too. Bye.
Well, you've heard it from Lorna, Bruce.
Yep.
You now know what's expected of you.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I really do plan tomorrow, Sunday, to sit down with Kath for at least an hour or so and work through this handout that Lorna gave us at the Focus on Business meeting the other week.
Yes.
And really start to put some ideas down on paper and start getting it rolling, I guess.
Yes.
It's just one of those things. I know I've got to get to it, and the reality is that the hours that I have to commit to ARN aren't going anywhere anytime soon unless they retrench me.
Yep, exactly. Fair enough.
You know, and so I've just got to knuckle down, find the time, and make it happen because, you know, like I said, it's just not going to happen by itself overnight unless I actually do something. So
it's as simple as that. Exactly.
It is. It is. Yep. And it's a shame it takes us 40 bloody years to make that realization, you know.
Well, look, not much changes. I've got an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old. There isn't a day that doesn't go by that I don't say to them, make a plan.
Yeah.
Make a plan. That's all it is. Plan for it.
Yeah.
Things will happen if you want them to happen.
That's it.
And it comes, you know, as much as I can talk to you about customers and what they want, before we can go anywhere else, what do you want? What are you looking to achieve?
Yep.
It's a big question, and I think time needs to be spent to listen to your heart and see where you want to be driven and what is important in life. Put all those basic ingredients together and there's your plan. It'll come out.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a mission and a half there.
Yeah, totally.
fantastic.
Well, mate, thank you for all of that.
Absolute pleasure. Always a pleasure. It's interesting how we're watching instinctive desires coming out again now and coming up with a whole new set of ideas and products to offer to the photographers out there. It's an interesting industry. Remember, we're not just talking to the established professionals that are running high-end studios. We're also dealing with a number of emerging photographers and also not just photographers that are actually running their business that they've just started up, but also a lot of people in the industry people that are not in the industry that are looking to come into the industry. And with all of these groups, I think the common ingredient is always going to be creativity, and in a creativity in a manner that will allow us to evolve on that level.
Yeah.
We don't want to be competing on price. We want to be competing on creativity. That's what we all strive for.
Yep.
And that's where our recognition will come. So until we talk again, it's absolute pleasure getting out there and talking to everyone. Beautiful talking to you, Bruce. And
thank you, mate.
Always a pleasure to have Lorna coming along and joining in on the discussions now.
Definitely. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Remember, you can get emails through to Lee and Lorna and myself by emailing theboys@shuttersincpodcast.com. And all right, Lee, well, you have a good weekend. What's left of it?
Much appreciated, and the same to yourself, sir.
Thank you, mate.
We get rid of that cold pretty soon.
Yeah, I think it's on the way out now.
That's the spirit.
All right, mate. Talk to you soon.
All my love. Take care. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Shutters Inc. previous episodes, check out shuttersincpodcast.com or search the iTunes Music Store. For questions, comments, and feedback, email theboys@shuttersincpodcast.com.